Colonel, Castillo said to Colonel Dubois. May I have a moment of your time, sir? He gestured toward the open door to his office. Dubois nodded, stood up, and walked to the door, then through it. Castillo, with Max and Phillips behind him, followed, and then Miller. Dick, Castillo said, close and lock that behind you, will you, please? I thought I heard you say, my office, Dubois said. Are you going to tell me what's going on here, Colonel? Castillo did not immediately respond. He said, take the leash off Max, Phillips, and then see if you can raise the safe house.
Yes, sir.
Max, as if he had understood what Castillo had ordered, sat down and allowed Phillips to remove the wire leash from his neck. Phillips went into the commo room. Max walked to Castillo and lay down at his feet. Castillo met Dubois' eyes. Sir, with respect, you are not here and never have been here. But if you had been here, everything you might have seen, heard, or intuited is classified top secret presidential. Dubois' eyebrows rose, but he didn't reply. Phillips came to the door of the commo room and said, we're up, sir. Sir, Castillo said, and asked Dubois with his eyes to go ahead of him into the commo room. Sergeant Niedermeyer handed Castillo the handset. The screen flashed the legend, Susanna Cieno. Castillo pressed the loudspeaker button, then said, good morning, Susanna.
How are things in our nation's capital?
I just had an unpleasant session with one of your co-workers, a guy named Milton Weiss. Know him?
Unfortunately.
Is Eddie Lorimer around?
Right here, Colonel.
Lorimer's voice came over the loudspeaker. Colonel Dubois of DIA has been asking about you.
I guess that was bound to happen. Colonel DB's one of the good guys, Colonel. What did you tell him?
Nothing, of course, Castillo said. Hold one, Eddie. He put his hand over the microphone. I'm sorry, Colonel, Castillo said, but that concludes your tour of the Office of Organizational Analysis. Dubois looked at him a long moment before he spoke. Thank you, Colonel Castillo. If you ever need anything, anything at all, you know where to find me. Thank you, sir. And if you hear anything interesting, I'd be grateful if you'd pass it to Major Miller. Dubois nodded and walked out of the commo room. Castillo put the handset to his ear and turned off the loudspeaker. Susanna, how long will it take to get just about everybody there, including Darby and Santini, and Muntz?
Probably the better part of 2 hours.
Well, it's important, so will you set it up, please? Give me a call when everybody's there.
Will do.
Break it down, Niedermeyer, Castillo said, and handed him the handset. Stay loose. As soon as I'm finished with that call, we're off.
Yes, sir.
Castillo walked out of the commo room and sat down at his desk. You shut off the phones in the hotel? He asked. Miller shook his head. Castillo picked up one of the telephones on his desk and punched one of the buttons on it. And how are you this bright and sunny morning, Uncle Billy? Castillo asked in German.
I probably shouldn't admit this to you, Eric Koshin said, but I'm actually feeling pretty chipper. Maitken and I took our morning constitutional past the White House. I was reminded of what people say about Paris, which is, beautiful city. If it wasn't for the people, I'd love it. And then I came back to the hotel and had a word with the manager.
What didn't you like?
I told him that once he provided a decent leather armchair with footrest, the accommodations would be satisfactory, and to continue to send the bill to Fulda.
Billy, what am I supposed to do with Max?
You're the one who sent Maitken to him. As ye sow, so shall ye reap.
I've been thinking of sending him to my grandmother.
His broken heart would be on your conscience, Carlton. Max took one look at you and, for reasons that baffle me, transferred his affections to you. But dogs choose their masters, you know, rather than the other way around.
Castillo looked across his office. Max was lying on the carpet in front of the couch. his head between his paws, looking at him. Where was Sander Tor when you took your walk this morning?
He insisted on going with me. He and an apparently deaf man from the Secret Service. He wears a hearing aid and keeps talking to his lapel.
Castillo laughed, even though he knew he shouldn't.
You know why he's there, Billy. Even as much as they dislike me, I don't think the FSB is going to try to shoot me in front of the White House.
Never underestimate your enemy. Write that down, Uncle Billy.
If you have nothing important to say, Karchan, the hotel has at long last delivered our breakfast. They do a very nice corned beef hash with poached eggs. I suspect Maidkan will like it.
I've got to go out of town for a couple of days. We'll resume this conversation when I get back.
Remember not to give Max more than one small piece of chocolate at a time. Too much chocolate gives him flatulence. Auf Wiedersehen, Karlchen.
Castillo put the handset back in its cradle. He opened his mouth as if to say something, but didn't. A red LED on another telephone was flashing. Castillo leaned to it to read the legend.
Matvey, he said, and reached for it. That didn't take long, did it? Miller asked.
Good morning, Mr. Ambassador, Castillo said. Why do I think you've just been talking to Mr. Ellsworth?
He has a phone in his Yukon, Montvale said. Did you actually bring that dog to the meeting?
Actually, Max invited himself.
I gather the meeting wasn't all that we hoped it would be.
I didn't learn much that I didn't already know.
So what's next?
In case the president asks?
In case the president asks.
Well, I have to go to MacDill to see General McNabb, and then to Fort Rucker to see about Huey's, and then to Mississippi to see if I can talk Ambassador Lorimer out of going to Uruguay.
Your plane is back already?
No, I'm going to travel in unparalleled luxury and comfort in an ExecuJet aircraft, which will not be able to land at either MacDill or Fort Rucker without making waves. Would you like to use my plane?
I'd love to use your plane, but what if you need it?
I'll get something from Andrews.
Then I gratefully accept.
Thank you.
It'll be waiting for you in, say, 30 minutes.
Keep in touch, Charlie.
Yes, sir, I will.
The line went dead.
Do you think he's loaning you his airplane because he likes you?
Miller asked.
Or because he can now tell the president he loaned it to you?
You have a suspicious and devious mind, Major Miller. Have you ever considered a career in intelligence?
Charlie, if you want, it would save you 2 hours. I can bring the people in Argentina up to speed. Unless there's something I don't know.
Bottom line, make no waves.
Miller nodded. Castillo stood up and walked to the door of the Kamo room.
Come on, Niedermeyer. We're off.